Recently, Statistics Canada showed that the rate of unemployment among immigrants in Quebec is twice as high as that of the rest of the population. And immigrants from North Africa, the country is called the Maghreb, have an even higher rate, with almost 30% unemployed. Well, this has many members of the North African community concerned and even angry and wondering about the future they believe that they'd have here in Quebec. Bombardier engineer and journalist Lamine Foura joins us to talk a little bit about this issue. He's the president of Media Maghreb. He's a radio and television host as well here in Montreal. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Now, why do we have this relatively high rate of unemployment amongst North Africans who are, for the most part, if not all, French-speaking?
Exactly. And I think we have an issue with English because we speak very well French. Mm-hmm. And when we chose to come to Quebec, because we thought that we will get this opportunity to work, to found a job, and also because we are Francophone. Now, the reality is the rate is unacceptable because it's more than what we can found in North Africa itself. I mean, if you see in Algeria, in Morocco, in Tunisia, the rate the jobless is less than what people from this country had in Quebec.
And so you're saying the unemployment rate in Algeria is lower than this 30%
yes,
figure?
Yes, okay. Yes. And it's what is not acceptable. And in another way is that if we see the Quebec government, they are putting like $20 million on the francisation just to help people to learn French. Those people know very well French when they came in Canada, in Quebec.
Well, in fact, Quebec selects immigrants,
yes,
because of their French proficiency.
Exactly.
I mean, Quebec controls its own immigration.
Yes, exactly. But the point is that for people who are not talking French when he came, government put money and they argue that they have to learn French to find a job. But mm-hmm. the reality, people who came talking very well French, they don't find a job.
And so why is that? What's your theory about that?
I think there is like two reasons. The first one is the structure. Who help immigrants to find job is not adequate.
So people are not getting the right advice. They're not
exactly
getting...
because it's more adapted for refugee people. And when you get people who are very high qualified and who already talk French, he know how to rent a house. They don't need to help to rent a house or to found a school for their children. They need more help to understand the industry, to mm-hmm. understand exactly what is the gap between their knowledge and the requirement from people who can give them the job, and it's not the case.
So they need more nuanced kinds of
exactly.
assistance.
The second point is the discrimination. I think that there is still some structural discrimination and hidden discrimination around against people coming from Middle East in general and North African in this case. The third point, I think, which is the reasons, is that we cannot find a job easily in Quebec, even if in Quebec, if we talk only French. This is the reality.
So you need to have some English.
Exactly, and we need to have some specific help from the government for those people.
So you're saying that, in fact, you need help learning English?
Yes.
But this is not the policy of the Quebec government.
I understand.
Government. This is kind of the opposite of their policy.
This is the reality. I am an engineer. I speak very well French. I speak English, not very well, but without having my English, I cannot work in any company, even if in Quebec. It's the reality. Now,
and yet you managed to get a job as an engineer with Bombardier,
one of
the showcase companies of the province.
Yes, but I get it because I speak English. Without any knowledge in English, especially in writing and reading, all documentation is in English. And you know, for people coming from North Africa, most of them are engineers because Quebec wants to select people who has the chance to get job. Mm-hmm. They don't select people from human science, like psychology, because there is less opportunity. But
choose the people with scientific
exactly.
training.
Yes, and for those people to get job, you need English. It's not possible. I like French, and I want that Quebec keep their French. But on the same time, there is a reality. And in this reality, we have to take in account that people are suffering, there is an impact on children, and there is frustration within this community.
And what happens when you raise this issue of English as an obstacle with government officials? What do they say to you?
I raised it in 2003, before that Monsieur Charest came the Prime Minister of Quebec, and I was like today the journalist of my TV and radio show, and he told me, I can't give you an answer, it's very difficult. And he told me that we will try to find solution to help people to find job. I think it's like hypocrisy because we want that Quebec stay French province. It's not issue for me. Now we are talking about specific need for those people to find a job, we have to help them.
Okay. People and what about the younger generations? Here you are, you're a relatively senior or mature member of the community. But what about the people in their teens and in their early 20s from North African backgrounds? How are they doing?
You know, the issue, and it's a very good point. Since now, we thought that it's more people who are coming. Now we start to have jobless on people who get their diploma from Polytechnique and from ETS. And
ETS being l'École de Technologie Supérieure. So graduates of schools
here. Exactly, because their name is close to Arabic name.
Okay.
And sometimes it's Arabic name because we are mixed between Berber and Arab. But I think there is some discrimination on the society.
So you're saying as soon as employers see a North African name, they say, ah.
Yes. And also the last discussion or the debate around the accommodement raisonnable bring another issue. And what we don't understand that I know in my friend, people who go to Alberta, and he get job after 2 months. They
so
don't
you're saying
speak
people,
very well English.
People are leaving.
Yes, people are leaving. And I can tell you that on many forums within the community, a lot of people sending some information. This is an idea. Just yesterday, I get a list of a company looking for people in Alberta.
And you're saying they're getting jobs more easily in English Canada than they are here.
After 2 months, and I know like Tunisian people, he don't know very well English, less than me.
But he's an engineer.
Yes, and he get job 2 months after moving to Alberta.
So what does that tell you? What does that make you think?
We thought that there is specific issue in Quebec. I don't understand. I cannot say that it's racism. Perhaps there is discrimination. There is some structural discrimination. I know 250 doctors who passed their exam. And it cost them more than $10,000. It cost them
Physicians,
2 years. And right now, they are waiting for their position.
Hmm.
And it's 250 doctors.
All North Africans?
Yes. It doesn't, the situation is not acceptable. We heard that sometimes today or tomorrow something will come from the immigration
ministry. Yolande James has said she's going to announce a plan to try and address some of these issues.
But I hope that it's not like very generic plan. We have very clear situation. We have community who have 3 times qualified than the average in Quebec.
Well, I see that there are higher numbers of university graduates
because Quebec select them based on that. They speak very well French. They don't have any issue with French. They need some help in English because it's important on the science domain to know English.
Okay.
And what we need to have very clear proposal with target.
Okay. I'm sorry we've run out of time. You're familiar with this problem in the media.
No problem. Thank you
very much for joining us today, Lamine Foura.
Thank you very much.
Bombardier engineer and journalist Lamine Foura is the president of Media Maghreb. He also hosts a radio and a television program here in Montreal.